Good morning. Come on now, just begin to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Good morning, Bishop Garrett, man of God, long time no see, no hear. Listen, man of God, thank you for joining in. Just want to send out an encouraging word to all those who are logging in, whether in on the live or on the replay. Listen, this is your day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Here's what you got to understand. You can change your world by getting understanding. When understanding comes, manifestation is activated. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get this to somebody. Come on now. Manifestation is activated when you release understanding. Come on now. We'll say it again. Manifestation is activated when you release understanding. When you activate understanding, manifestation begins to happen. Come on now. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And Father, we're going to make sure that we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, come on now. Just begin to share the broadcast. Amen. Let your people know that the word of life is coming forth. Amen. And the Bible says, listen, that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. How glory. And then it says, that was John chapter 1, verse 1. Then it says in verse 12, to those that received him, the Word, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God, even to them. Now here's the thing. Even to them that believe on his name. Here we go. Come on, get it. You better get this right here. High glory. Come on, come on. Get it. When you believe on the name of the Lord, high glory, you begin, high glory, to activate power. Now, remember, he said to those that received him, the word of God. Now, in order to receive the word, you must hear the word, you must hide the word, and you must do the word, okay? So you hear it, you hide it in your heart, and then you do it. That shows the Lord and the enemy that you have received. So come on, just begin to give God glory, honor, and praise right now. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God. Now, listen, my purpose is to restore, renew, and refresh. When you get the word, now listen, my job is to give you clarity and understanding in the word. When you get clarity and understanding, then you can make a decision to execute what you hear. Come on now. James said, it's not just the hearers, but you must be a doer. Come on now. You must be a doer also. Come on now. Just get it. Come on, get it. Father, I thank you. Hey, shut up. Woo! I'm just sharing this with my Instagram folks and my other platforms. But listen, grab your Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to the Word. Amen. Glory, glory. Bible says to sound the trumpet, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. Amen. You only blow the trumpet for two things. One, if you if God is trying to warn you, he'll say, blow the trumpet. Or if the Lord is getting ready to speak, he'll say, blow the trumpet. Let's blow the trumpet. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone once again. And now listen, all this week, now listen, yesterday, we opened up, wow, man, if you missed yesterday's Hour of Power with me and Prophet Tanya Bryant, oh, my God, you need to go back and just watch it, get the word from it. Listen, when you understand, now, oh, my God, that the kingdom of God, God's kingdom, God's power, God's kingdom, the way God does things, it's within you, okay? And this is what we're just going to continue on with it, amen? So listen, just get your word. Oh, man, oh, man, okay. Okay, so now, let me just get this here. Make sure we got everything right here. Amen, amen. Now, listen, if you hear anything that hits you, just begin, listen, just so you see. Okay, you can use the website. You can use our PayPal at our PayPal is at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. That's for the church. If you want to sow directly into the hand of the prophet, into me personally as the prophet, amen, you can use my Cash App at $ Prophet M.D. Bryant. Amen. Once again, Prophet M.D. Bryant. Good morning, Jasmine Candles. Amen, amen. So let's go here. We're going to continue on with the word from yesterday. Remember, the kingdom of God. God wants us to activate the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things within you. See, you have to understand that the power, you already have the power. You are everything that you need is within you. When you receive salvation, everything was activated. It was turned on. Just go click. Okay, come on now. That means you just activated it. Okay, so we're going to go to Luke chapter 17. Come on now, Luke chapter 17. Stay here with me. Luke chapter 17. Here we go. Luke chapter 17. And we're going to start at about verse 20. Amen. Luke 17, verse 20. Amen. All right. Now look at what it says. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo, it's here, or lo, it's there. For behold, or pay attention, take a look, the kingdom of God is within you. Oh, come on now. Woo, someone type, it's in me, it is so. Come on now. The kingdom of God is within you. So listen. What is the kingdom of God? I'm glad you asked. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Come on now. The kingdom of God, you can write that down, is God's way of doing things. So how does God, Elohim, how does God's infrastructure, how does he administer? How does he work? Okay, the kingdom of God is within you, okay? And the kingdom of God means it's God's way of doing things, okay? So God has, if you want God results, you must do it God's way. Oh my God, let me just type that in. If you want God results, you must do it God's way. Amen. if you want kingdom of God results, you must do it God's way, okay? So, let's take another look at this. Okay, now, the kingdom of God is built on seed time and harvest, okay? Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. So here's the understanding. God says that everything that he created, everything that he does is built on and it starts with a seed. And when he sows the seed, he expects the seed to give him a return of harvest. Okay. Okay. See, someone's messing with the message. Okay. Here we go. Let me just get this for you. All right. For those of you, and I always like to give clarity and understanding, go to Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11. Okay, it's going to make sense. Now remember, this is what I said. It starts with the seed, and he expects the seed to manifest fruit and give a return. Now look, Isaiah chapter 55. And let's start at verse 8, okay? Someone type, it is so. Come on. Let me know. Where is Facebook? Where is YouTube this morning? Come on now. Type, it is so. Come on now. Instagram, it is so. Come on, where you at? Here we go. Look at what it says. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returns not hither, but it waters what? The earth, and makes it to bring forth and bud, that it may give what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall what? Prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Oh my God. See, so when God did everything in Genesis chapter 1, he spoke it, okay? Now remember, we're created in God's image and after his likeness, okay? So he spoke it as a seed and it did what he said for it to do, okay? He said, let there be light, and there was light. And he saw it and it was good. God didn't touch anything. He spoke it. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Now remember, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my what? Mouth. He didn't say out of his hand. He said out of his mouth. Okay. Now remember, we were just in Luke, right? Let's go to Luke chapter 8. I want you to see this. Remember, I want to give you understanding of how God's kingdom works. Luke chapter 8. Look at verse 10 and 11. And he said, unto you it is given to know the what? Mysteries of what? The kingdom of God. But to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable means this. He was talking about the parable of the sower. He says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Come on now. The seed is the word of God. Now, when you understand how God's kingdom works, it works by what? Seed time and harvest time. Now, if he says, I sow the seed of the word out of my mouth, and it will not return to me void. It must manifest that which I sent it to manifest. Come on now. That means because you were a word out of the mouth of God, you will manifest if you do what he tells you to do. If you hear his voice, if you hide the word and meditate on it day and night, then you shall become the harvest that God created you to become. Someone type, I am a seed. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. So now, let's take it deeper now. Come on now. Stay with me. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now. Come on, type it is so. Let me know that you agree with the word. Now, listen, I'm just teaching you. I'm speaking the word of God. See, I listen. I am smart enough to know that if I just get out of the way and speak what the word says, that I can have what the word says. Because, listen, the kingdom of God, just like we read, that is within me. Remember what he said in Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. He says, verse 21, for the kingdom of God is within you. He makes it personal. It doesn't matter whether you're a part of the fivefold ministry, you got saved yesterday, or you've been saved for 50 years. Doesn't matter. The kingdom of God, how God works, the power source of God, everything that God is within you. Okay. Now, how should we exercise this kingdom? I'm glad that you asked that. Okay. Now, one more verse, and we're going to call it a day for today. You can't get everything in one broadcast, but listen, I just want to show you the word so that way you can go back and meditate on it. And we're going to start at Matthew chapter 6, around verse 31. Okay, Matthew chapter 6. Now look at what it says. Come on now. Hey, glory, his shot. Woo, glory. Hey, my God, my God. Okay, look at what it says. He says, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? What shall I wear? For after all these things do Gentiles, those who don't have a relationship with God, seek after. For your heavenly what? Father. He didn't say God. He said heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. He says, but, so pay attention, seek ye first the what? Kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. We learned yesterday that the righteousness of God, okay, the righteousness of God is the righteousness of God. It's his relationship, staying in the relationship. It says righteousness means, okay, the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting that is acceptable to God, okay? The correct thinking, feeling, and acting acceptable to God. The relationship, okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and the correct way of thinking, feeling, and acting acceptable to God. And all these things shall be what? Added unto you. Added. He didn't even say that you had to pray for them. He says, I already know what you have need of. And Paul said, and my God shall supply all of my needs. So if I am thinking, feeling, and acting how God wants me to think, feel, and act, then it's just added. I never have to pray for it because it's a part of my supply. Woo, my God. Prayer is just communicating with the Father. That means not just speaking to him of what you need, but you need to hear from him and do what he says to do. Jesus said, if you love me, then keep my word, keep my commandments, keep them, okay? God told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night, and wherever you go, you will prosper and have good success. So when we get the word first, seek ye first the kingdom, God's way of doing things, and his correct way of thinking, feeling, and acting, everything is going to be supplied on time. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Oh, see, now there it is. This is what the devil doesn't want us to know. See, he's called the prince of darkness for a reason. The word darkness in Hebrew and the Greek means ignorance. His job is to keep you distracted and ignorant of the truth. Woo! Why? Because the spirit of the truth will lead you and guide you into all truth. Can I get somebody to say it is so? Come on now, type that. Come on now. Where you at? I know it works. Glory. I'm only giving you something that I know works. Glory. I don't have time to give you my opinion. My opinion won't do you any good. I give you the word. I give you the clarity and the understanding of the word. It's up to you to execute it in your life. But I promise you, if you do it, you will manifest the God results of it. Come on now. Woo! If you with me, type it is so. Come on now. Where is all my people at today? Woo! So when we get this, when we understand what God is trying to tell us, he says, here's how I work. Okay? Righteousness is not something that's religious. It has nothing to do, or it's not connected to anything that is a man-made religious tradition. Jesus said, because of your tradition, you make the word of God of no effect. Okay, so we have to understand, it's God's way. This is how God operates. He says, if you stop wasting time thinking about things that I'm nowhere near connected to. He says, take no thought. Don't even waste any thinking time or any thinking, any power in your thinking process to things that don't concern me. Okay? Here's how I do it. Let's make it simple. Okay, he says, seek ye first. Don't wait until, listen, don't go to everybody else and try what they tell you to do and it all fails, and then go to God after you've exhausted everything that you could do and now you're in an emergency situation. He says, seek ye first. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first God's way of doing it. In other words, you go in, you close your door, and you say, Father, you said, he that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally and upbraideth not. Father, I don't know what to do in this situation, but you do. Father, show me, tell me, and I, your son. Now listen, you're not going to him as a servant slave. You are not a servant slave. You are a son. You are, Psalms 82, I have said you are God's. Come on now. I have said, past tense. Come on, daughter. Come on, Angela. I have said, past tense, you are God's, and all of you are children of the Most High God, El Elyon. That's what the phrase Most High God means. It means El Elyon. That is the name, the Hebrew name, El Elyon. It's the Hebrew name of the highest power and of authority of God's kingdom, El Elyon. Okay? So, When we see, I'm trying to make it, I'm just trying to teach you. I'm not trying to preach and hoop and holler. I want you to get clarity and understanding. See, because once you get understanding, the devil can no longer torment you or come at you in that way or in that area and have any success. Come on now. Because what the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around for your good. Woo, but it also says no weapon formed against you will prosper. Okay, so the weapon of the enemy is ignorance. Okay? I don't have time to waste your time telling you something that ain't from the word and that don't work. Seek ye first, our glory. Seek ye first the kingdom, God's way of doing things. Go to the word first, okay? Seek ye first the kingdom, God's way of doing it. Oh my God. Listen. We got to stop right there. Why? Because we must, first of all, we must repent of not going to God first in different situations and condition things, okay? We go to Pookie and then we go to our best friends. We go to Big Mama, you know, the grandmother, the parents, whatever. He says, seek me first. I'm the one that created you. Why would you go to anyone other than me first? Okay. Now, when you go to me, I will send you the answer immediately. Okay. 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 He told Daniel. Okay. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Come on now. We must repent. Okay. Change our mind. That'll change our way of life. Of going to everyone but God first. Then if the Lord wants to speak through someone, he'll tell you where to go. I tell all my sons and daughters, listen, if there's something that you need for me to touch and agree with you with, we're going to go to the Father first. Come on now. Hey, come on now. Someone type, it is so. If you come to me as one of my mentees or one of my spiritual kids, amen, I'm going to say, let's go to the Father in prayer first, okay? Now listen, a real father figure in your life, a real spiritual father in your life will ask you, what did the Father say? Let's go to him in prayer right now. We're going to communicate, okay? Listen, I don't think I got it all together, but I know this one thing, just like Paul said, okay, I know this one thing. If I go to the Father, high glory, he'll answer me. Oh, come on now, because I'm a son. Woo, my God, come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you right now. And according to your word, your children are online. We are on your internet connection, your spiritual heavenly highway. And we declare and decree that we need answers, Father. Father, you said to seek you first, the kingdom, your way of doing things, and your righteousness, which means our correct way of thinking, feeling, and acting that's acceptable to you. And you will supply you everything we need shall be added. So, Father, right now, we first repent. We repent for not coming to you first. We repent from just doing it our way first and then waiting till it's an emergency. Then we go to you. But, Father, your word says that when we repent, you're faithful and just to forgive us. So, Father, cover us with your blood, spirit, soul, body, and financially. And, Father, as we come to you now, seeking your way of doing things in our spirit, in our soul, in our body, in our finances, in our homes, in our jobs, in our places of business, in our ministry, where anywhere and wherever, Father, we seek you first. We chase after you and your way of doing things first. That's what the word seek means. It means to chase and run after. Father, we're running to you first. Now, Father, you are a God that supplies all of our needs. So you told us not to waste our time over things that should already be supplied by you anyway. Father, for those who need healing in their body, Father, your word says by your stripes, they're already healed. Father, for those who need healing in their finances, glory, you're in a financial need, you're in debt. Father, you said, my God shall supply all of my need. And Father, you said that we should owe no man nothing except to love him. So Father, you are a debt canceller. Father, you said, ha, glory, woo, to owe no man nothing except to love him. So Father, cancel the debts. You, ha, glory, woo, Father, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. And Father, however many cattle they need for their financial situation, Father, you've already supplied it. Father, right now, for those who need peace in their mind, Father, you said to meditate on your word day and night and you'll prosper and have good success. Father, right now, I thank you, Lord God. Woo, my God, my God. Hey, Roko Shandaraba. Father, for those, our glory, who've been rejected and manipulated and controlled and hurt by ministry. Father, heal the hurt. Our glory, suture the wound, our glory. And Father, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Father, your word says that when we forgive others, you forgive us. So Father, we first forgive those who knew not what they were doing. Father, even as Jesus did on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, right now, even as we are on, as we carry our own cross, Father, we say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Father, right now, you said that you would be faithful and just to forgive and release me. And Father, I declare and decree, and I touch and agree by faith that every need in their life is supplied. Our glory for that person. Our glory, Isha. Woo! I've got a woman online right now who's been seeking God about a spouse. Father says, high glory. Hey, Roko Isha, tell about that mansion that live by, high glory, that mansion that live by bread alone, but by every word. Father, send them the word. Send them the help meet, Father, the one who is spiritually connected to you, so they can walk in oneness and unity together in a partnership of the covenant of marriage. Father, I declare it and call it done. Father, our glory. For those who are having trouble in their marriage, Father, you said that you are married to our praise. So, Father, marriage is a covenant. Heal the covenant of marriage in their lives, Lord God. Seek peace and pursue it in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare and decree right now, for those who are in a financial need, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back unto your bosom. So when you understand, amen, that this kingdom principle right here, this kingdom principle right here of seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22, it says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Paul said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. I'm sorry, that was John. That thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. See, when you sow seed, seed time is the planting of seeds or investing in the kingdom of God consistently. Okay? And when you do that, you cause God to activate the harvest, which is the manifestation of the fruit of your seed sowing. So, how can you give into this ministry? I'm glad that you asked. Amen and amen. Here we go. You can sow directly into the ministry, Restored Ministries International, by using the website, restoredministriesint.org. Right there, we have our PayPal button, and you can click on the button and sow via PayPal. You can also use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our ministry Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Now, the second way to give in this ministry is by sowing directly into the hand of the prophet. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, that the first of your first fruit and of every sort of your oblation, that word oblation means teruma. See, when you give the teruma, or it's also called a wave offering or a heave offering, my job as the priest and prophet of this ministry is to go to the Lord and to wave your offering before the Lord and pronounce and declare the blessing to remain in your house. So when you sow into me personally via my Cash App at Prophet M.D. Bryant, amen, then you activate my mouth to declare the blessing of God in your life. You can use my Zelle or my PayPal, is right there on your screen. So listen, sow the seed right now, and I declare and decree. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, your word says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Father, when we sow seed into the kingdom, we're seeking you first. Father, I declare financial freedom of those who sow seed today. 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Father, I declare and decree they'll never be the same and they'll never be broke another day in their life. Father, every account that they have, personal, business, ministry, savings, 401k, shall always be supplied in Jesus' mighty name. I count it done. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining us today. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Listen, it's your time to prosper and be successful. Do it through the kingdom of God. Be blessed.